I don't want to say that my 91-year-old mom is old, but when I left my iPhone on the table and started to walk away, she said, "Wait, you forgot your gizmo."
This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Listen, Mark, this is Carol Channing. I'm not at all happy with the buyers asking for some of my jewelry. They're not attached. They're not included. After all, Mark, diamonds are a girl's best friend. Oh, yes.
What are the odds? You know who that was? That was my mother. And there I was making fun of my mother. She did quite a few impressions, and but her best impression was that of a mom, or still is. She's still going strong, 91, August 30th, and absolute straight-up martini and a New York strip steak at Holdren's. She could still knock them out of the ballpark. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Don't forget the bees. If you have honeybees floating around your belfry, your attic, under your house, under your shed like I did, don't call the exterminator. Don't buy poison. Call or contact the Bee Rescue Hotline. Go online at sbba.org. If you don't have a computer, call 699-6229. But the website is preferred, sbba.org. Speaking of my 91-year-old mother, if you have an older family member and maybe staying at home alone at night might be becoming an obstacle, Mary Sue Luter, met her. She was working through a good client family, taking care of a gal. She can stay over. She can come in and out. She's so reasonably priced, certified home health aide with the State of California Liability Insurance, Santa Barbara, 30 years. Mary Lou Luter, poor choice of a last name. She won't rip you off. 805-453-2947. Great guest today, Karen Hall. She's the CEO and president of UDirect IRA Services, IRA Services. And she's focuses on self-directed IRAs. In other words, alternative assets. Investments to retirement accounts, and what the pros and cons are, and how you might be able to figure that out. The fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median sales prices weekly, periodically, year to date. And because last week was a holiday and we played a replay, we didn't do last week's multiple listing date. So I'm going to attempt, and this has only been done twice or in 16 years, we're going to attempt to throw in 2 weeks at the same time. That'll be in the fourth segment. Saw an odd memo I think it was in the agent-only remarks. When you see listings in a multiple listing service, there can be agent-only remarks, private remarks. And this was from an agent who, and you know, I don't like to, and I never make fun of my fellow agents. I make fun of myself. I might joke around, but this is an out-of-town broker, so I feel a little more comfortable poking fun. But this was kind of interesting. And maybe, you know, from LA, you say things like this, but you don't say this in Santa Barbara. She said, or he said, I don't remember, "Do not engage or disturb the tenant, or your offer will not be considered." And that's a fair thing to say, that you don't want to, you know, but it's fair to protect the tenant, but it seems a little over the top to make a threat. which reminds me, someone told me recently there was a listing that came on the market with a trust sale, and a lot of times with a trust sale, you have to market it for a period of time before you review offers, and periodically you see that in sales that are non-trust sales as well. And some agent came to the listing agent and said, early, and said, "Here's our offer. If you don't present it and accept it, we're going to withdraw it." And that was also kind of an aggressive thing to do on the other side. And, you know, it's a time, sign of the times that things are, people are desperate, inventory's low, trying to get in there. The agent was obligated to say what it was, but they, as I'm understanding, they didn't go through it. We have some characteristics of home buyers and homes purchased and the home search process, and I might be able to give you a few bullet points from this survey. I did want to say, in addition, of course, to the multiple listing update, I did want to give you an update on my mom's luggage. If you recall, she came to visit me from West Palm Beach, and yeah, everyone was wondering. I got emails and calls, everyone. I actually did get a call from a listener who mentioned my mom's luggage. I can't remember where she flies from out of West Palm Beach. She goes north somewhere to a major city, not Atlanta, not as far as New York. And then she shot over to Phoenix and then to West Palm Beach. So she got on the plane and she is fine. She's healthy, but she can't walk for long distances. So she gets the wheelchair service that they, you know, push you around in between the planes. And she gave a guy her ID. She didn't have a printed boarding pass. And that's the tip of the day. I usually have her neighbor print it for her, but we didn't this time. They handed her a claim check. She lost it. It was a little tiny little piece of paper, like a receipt from a gas station. They usually stick it on your boarding pass. Anyway, so she flew in Friday night, and it arrived Monday night. And, you know, she had no carry-on, which was a mistake. That's another tip. But, you know, she's a little older. It was easy. I flew her out first class. She got to check the bags for free, so we took that risk, and we paid the price. So she, of course, we had to do shopping and everything. So she came, everything was great except for the 30 Bialys, which are kind of a roll that she brought, and I covet, and they were all spoiled. So we had to put that in the claim for the various things. So she had a great visit, 2 weeks. She flies back to West Palm Beach, and guess what? Her luggage wasn't there. But this time, at least, it was a group of people that everything was lost, and it came the next day and they delivered it. And the avocado I gave her was not ripe, so that was okay. It didn't get, you know, no damage there. But coming out here, she was the lone wolf, and her luggage went from West Palm Beach to Durham, North or South Carolina, wherever that is. And there it stayed until we finally got it 3 days later. Someone told me that they had a guitar that they shipped from Hawaii to Santa Barbara. And they wrapped the guitar with all of their favorite collectible T-shirts, and it was lost. 2 years later, there's a knock on the door. No. It was delivered. No. Now, this sounds like you won't believe this, but a friend of mine for 30 years, it was her husband at the time, she told me this story. So it's kind of hard to believe, but you know, maybe we don't have time to go into the characteristics of buyers and sellers. I'm looking to see if I have something that will take a little less time. So a little Q&A on home warranties. You know, you buy a house, you can get a home warranty. It's a little more common for people to... thank you. I got a text from my friend, Brian Richards. And what could he be telling me on the stories that I've told so far? He's telling me where she flew to from West Palm Beach. How could he remember that? How would he even know? Well, I either told him or he's flown from Santa Barbara and know that you route through Charlotte.
I think he has her luggage.
Or maybe he took her luggage in the first place and stalking my mother. She went from West Palm to Charlotte to Scottsdale or Phoenix and then to Santa Barbara. Thank you, Brian. So you get this home warranty, and a lot of things can be denied, And it's questionable. Some people say, I don't believe in insurance. And of course, the first time I sold a house, my first 2 years in real estate, and I didn't really explain the home warranty, and she didn't get it. And she moved in and turned on the dishwasher, and it was leaking. We opened it up, and we found paper towel rolls stuffed in the dishwasher in different compartments. Now, why we didn't go after the seller and demand a new dishwasher, I don't know. He might have left town. And so I bought a dishwasher. Another time I didn't buy a washer dryer. They tried to tell me that somehow, but anyway. So the home warranty is something that I always recommend. And it's become almost since now we shifted from the, when I first started in the business in 1988, the purchase contract was more, there was a real obligation on the part of the seller. He had to warrant that plumbing and electrical was operational. And so unless you got a home inspection in advance, your wallet was wide open. You didn't know what was going to come. And that lasted for quite some time. And they shifted that now. And then they went to more of an as-is sale. And so it's become a little more common for the buyer to say, hey, how about buying me a home warranty? So kind of seller feels like, all right, maybe I'll do that. It's not, believe me, it's not a given. And so maybe we're going to take our break now and come back with our guest, talk about self-directed IRAs, Karen Hall from UDirect IRA Services. They're out of Tustin, California. But maybe in the third segment, we'll give you a little Q&A from the home warranty company and see if you agree with what they cover and what they don't cover. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. The phone number is 805-452-2428, 452-CHAT. We'll take a quick break, and we'll leave you with the pun of the week. We haven't done that for a while. See if I could find it. I thought I had something circled. We'll find it. Stand by. Oh, yeah. Broken pencils are pointless.